I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Outdoor News, at the beginning of the year, began running a special column every 2 weeks entitled Outdoors After Dark. It's written by Bob Driesline, a retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist who's become an amateur astronomer in his retirement. He affectionately calls himself the Stargazer, and in his column every issue, he gives readers some insight into what's happening in the night sky. I'll share what's cooking in the heavens during the back half of June when we return. But first...
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. In the most recent stargazing column called Outdoors After Dark in Outdoor News, Bob Driesline wrote that during the last half of June, two of our closest neighboring planets will be in view in the night sky. On June 21st and 22nd, Mars and Venus will be joined by a waxing crescent moon in the western sky just after sunset. They might even be close enough to get all three in the same view through a pair of binoculars. A fourth bright object, the star Regulus in the constellation Leo, will also be joining this group on those nights. Again, that's June 21st and 22nd. Also, don't forget the summer solstice, which occurs on Wednesday, June 21st. In our northern hemisphere, that day has the longest period of daylight and the shortest night of the year. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.